You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning and welcome to the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.FM, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. I am Chad Holmes. Across the way, behind the glass, is our in-studio engineer and producer, Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
We will have more with you coming up in just a little bit, but normally, here in our building, for a long time, it was just me and you. Over the last number of months, we've been able to add to our team as joining us in terms of our sales has been Aaliyah helping us with our sales over the last number of months. And now in the last week, we have also been adding a news reporter, a brand new news reporter. And I thought maybe it'd be nice to introduce her to our listeners here in the morning, Isabella Nieto. And Isabella, good to have you across the table.
Thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely. And you just started here last week.
Yes, I did.
You are a new news reporter. And I was just a thought for folks, what's your background? Where do you come from before heading here to Wausau?
So I'm originally from Zion, Illinois, which is in the northeasternmost county in Illinois. I grew up right along the Wisconsin border. For college, I went to Bradley University in central Illinois, Peoria, Illinois. And then for grad school, I got my master's in public affairs reporting at the University of Illinois Springfield.
There's an old saying, if it plays in Peoria.
Yes, if it plays in Peoria.
What was it like being in Peoria? Is that the case that it is somewhat, I guess when you say if it plays in Peoria, that has that middle of the country feel for the folks? Did you find it that way as sort of a down home place to, kind of cut your teeth?
Yeah, it is a place where a lot of people, business owners or, performers and people who are looking to try out new ideas to come and test things out, see how it plays, see how people receive it. I definitely remember covering a lot of new businesses who are coming to see if their ideas will work in other areas or in other states as well.
Also, you mentioned Springfield, and that is the state capital in Illinois. How much work did you do at the state capital?
I did a lot of work at the state capitol. Half of my master's program was working for the Illinois State House Press Corps as one of the reporters. I worked for WBEZ Chicago. It was a remote internship, so I covered state and local politics for WBEZ, things going on in Chicago as well as what was going on under the dome.
What were some of the most interesting stories you've covered in your run-up before you start really delving into some of the interesting stories here in central Wisconsin?
Yeah, one of my long-term stories that I worked on throughout my internship with WBEZ was about these. A legislator wanted to bring some overdose prevention sites to Illinois. He wanted to propose legislation to open up these areas where people could safely consume illegal drugs. They would be awarded a type of immunity. There were a lot of conversations happening throughout the entire legislative session about what the immunity and things like that would look like, what the legislation would actually look like. It didn't end up making it to the floor by the end of it. The budget needed to be passed, and it got kind of pushed to the back. But according to the legislator, at the time anyway, he said he would try to bring it back up again before a year's end. So we'll see if that comes up one more time before the next legislative session.
Do you find yourself, and I think I kind of have an idea about this, that government, whether it's a state government or local government, you found yourself very interested in that. What was it about these kind of stories and maybe that kind of angles on the news or that part of the news that kind of drew you in?
I think local government is a really interesting thing to cover, not only because there's always something going on and there's always something interesting to dig into, but I also see it from a very human standpoint. My mom is in local county government, so, and one of my first jobs was working as an election materials runner, so bringing things in on election night, several election nights during high school. learning about the people, learning about the election process. I've always just thought it was really interesting, and it's something that, you know, I like to think that I'm good at covering. Mm-hmm. And I'm really looking forward to getting into city council and local government here in Wausau.
Something else that we've learned, you know, in the process to bring you in discussions is that radio was not the ultimate goal for you, that in terms of your work in journalism, that this came as a little bit of a surprise that you found yourself enjoying this part of journalism. Could you talk about what kind of drew you into this kind of journalism and maybe the other kinds of journalism that you've experienced and that kind of got you involved in that realm from the beginning?
Sure. So like you said, I wasn't expecting to get into radio. I wasn't expecting to get into broadcast at all. During my undergrad years at Bradley University, I was really planning on going into print media. I really wanted to be writing these long form feature stories. And then one day I was just sort of walking to the rec center, and the local NPR affiliate had a reporter outside of the rec center, and they were doing a mock interview for photos for their website. And so they were asking people, hey, will you do this fake interview with us really quick? And, you know, we'll just take pictures of the back of your head, you know, not a big deal. And so I did it. And they said, oh, thank you so much for helping us. And I said, oh, no worries. You know, I'm a journalism major, so I'm happy to help out wherever. And they said, oh, would you like an internship? And she handed me her card, and the next spring I started as a reporting intern for WCBU Peoria Public Radio.
Is that interesting that in this case, maybe a career on sort of an accident? And often stories come that way too, where you may not be looking specifically at a certain area. They come to you through a discussion or somebody that you run into, maybe on the street or mm-hmm. in this case, in the courtyard of a college. Stories come from everywhere, don't they?
They really do. Yes. Especially in when I was covering things in Peoria, it was one of the bigger stories at the time was allowing backyard chickens. And that was something I definitely did not ever expect to cover, but it came from a really heated council meeting that I went to, and it, you know, sort of spiraled from there. I wrote a few stories on the surrounding towns proposing similar ideas.
We will have more with our brand new WXCO news reporter, Isabella Nieto, coming up in our next WXCO morning report, coming up at 7:22. Coming up next, it's a top of the hour news update, and then more of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Yeah, we're talking to Isabella Nieto, who is our new news reporter here at 98.9 WXCO. As I mentioned, you just started last week. You've been in the process of moving up here to central Wisconsin over the past month or so. Maybe for folks who, like myself, I've been living here for a very long time, and others who may be tuned in as well, is there anything in particular that has jumped out very early? Because you're just in the process of learning a lot about the different people and the different activities and the different types of news stories out there here in central Wisconsin. Anything jump out in the early going about what you've seen here in central Wisconsin?
I don't know. It's hard to say so early into the process, but I think city council, as I'm looking through things, you know, things that are going on with him and the mayor's office and city council are all things that I'm looking forward to getting into more.
Yeah, I mean, it's really been an interesting, well, the mayor has been in office now for a bit more than a year. I think it was like last April or that he came into office. In your experiences, you said it, you have family, your mother involved in local government. How is local government, how do you look at covering local government? What are some of the folks here in central Wisconsin going to get in terms of your viewpoint on local government and covering government and maybe your overall news philosophy? Because there is a difference. And I think that one of the things that's very interesting about civic media is we do have a very significant difference between, say, the talk programming and our news department. And I just watching you and Shali working together last week, could you talk a little bit about your philosophy when it comes to local news coverage?
Sure. I like to cover things that I would want to listen to, you know, as a news consumer, things that I think are important for people to know about, you know, council meetings, what's going on during them, what's going on during county board meetings and things like that. Those are things that I think people should know about their local government and should know about, you know, what's important to the people around them as well.
Absolutely. And maybe as well, I think it's always important to talk a little bit about news and the rules of news, because the rules of news are different than the rules of talk programming, of opinion programming. Sure. Could you talk a little bit about, again, how you look at what your fundamentals are for journalism?
Sure. I come from an NPR background, so I'm very used to covering things on all levels of the political spectrum. You know, I was covering both Republican and Democratic press conferences and legislation when I was working in the state capitol. And I think it's really important to come at things from a, you know, well, what is the passion behind it? What is the interest behind whatever happened at a council meeting or whatever happened with the mayor or anything like that? You know, what was their goal with it? And what should people know about that?
When you look at the future here, one of the things I think that I try to do, and I'm sure that you would want to do as well, is the connection with the people here. I imagine that you are looking for interesting stories, or maybe stories that people think, hey, this hasn't been talked about a lot. Are you open to hearing from our listeners with story ideas and the such?
Yeah, that would be great. I know that I've covered a few things that came right from our listeners in Peoria and in Springfield, covering, you know, people and issues in Chicago as well. You know, hearing from the people and hearing from our listeners about what matters to them is a great way for me to shape what I want to cover.
How can people reach you?
You can reach me at my civic media email, which is isabela.nieto@civicmedia.us.
And in our show notes, because we do put this up as a podcast each and every day, our WXEO Morning Report, if you click on the date, then you'll be able to see our show notes, and we'll make sure to have that link as part of our show notes as well. For yourself, and you're coming out here. You're starting your career. As you look at where we are, and technology is such an important aspect right now, as you look to the future, what do you think the role is of journalism in this era? What do you think is ultimately the importance of the job that you're going to try to do for our listeners here in North Central Wisconsin?
I think right now we're seeing a lot of things at the leadership level that people may not be satisfied with. And I think that it's important as a news reporter to keep leadership in check and being able to hold them accountable for anything that they do, positive or negative. Mm-hmm. And I think it's important for listeners as well to be involved in what they want to see from their newsmakers and from the news reporters, what they want to see on their programming. So I think it's important for journalism to be involved at the leadership and at the local level.
And one of the things we talk about so often here at Civic Media is the importance of democracy. And I've talked a lot about the idea that a democracy can't work. It's not just about the leaders. It's not just about what the elected officials do or the people that work for the elected officials. The people themselves have to be informed. And one of the most important aspects of being informed is to have reliable sources of information. And is in your past, as you got to this point, has there been any journalists or maybe sources that have influenced you in terms of, you mentioned NPR, has there been any specific journalists that have inspired you that you feel like, hey, they do it the right way in terms of informing the electorate?
I've been trying to sort of form my own path in journalism. You know, I'm taking notes from people who have trained me. I had some really great people who taught me the fundamentals and the basics of journalism during my early career, you know, at NPR affiliates. I've had some really great people teach me, you know, how to be a good journalist. I don't necessarily have one particular well-known journalist that I've sort of formed myself around, but I do take notes from the people that have trained me, that from the people who have influenced, you know, what I know and how I report and things like that. And those are the examples I try to follow.
Well, it's wonderful to have you here. I know that folks will be very interested in meeting you and talking to you as you develop, your journalistic eye here for Central Wisconsin. Hopefully things will go very smoothly, and hopefully you'll learn a lot about our area. I know that, you know, being new, it's always interesting to learn a new area, and you not living here in Wisconsin previously. I'm sure it's going to be a wonderful transition, and looking forward to, you know, talking to you a lot more as we move on.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Absolutely. Again, that's our new news reporter here at 98.9 WXEO, Isabella Nieto. And coming up next is the Farm Report, and then more with Pat Kreitlow coming up here on 98.9 WXEO. Good morning. The time is 7:53. I am Chad Holmes. It is the WXEO Morning Report, 98.9 WXEO. Online at WXEO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXEO. And on the Civic Media app. Ian Welsh across the way, behind the glass. Good morning, Ian.
Good morning, Chad.
Got a bit of advice for folks. Some of the stoplights here in Wausau. There's one right by where we work at. It's right across from the library.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you don't get close enough to the intersection, the sensors don't indicate that you're there.
I have had that problem myself.
So then the light doesn't change.
Right.
And this morning, there's a longer line there than normal when I'm coming into work. And I'm thinking, what's going on here? And actually, it happened twice on my way in. Normally, when I turn left at a stoplight over on Grand Avenue and Bridge Street, if it goes green and then it has the arrow. Mm-hmm. And normally, with the arrow, you get through.
That's right.
But there were so many people there, I got caught up there. So that extended my trip. Mm-hmm. So then I get past that, which is, you know, I'm thinking I had plenty of time. And then all of a sudden, well, my window is narrowed a little bit. And then I get to the intersection across from the library. And it's a longer line. And I'm thinking, oh, what's going on here? And then I see the lights. I know the pattern of the lights. I've done it every day for a few years now. Mm-hmm. And then it goes from green on one direction. Instead of going then to our direction, it doesn't. Yeah. And then I notice the guy that's at the front of the line is not close to the line for the stoplight. He's back.
Oh, dear.
He wasn't in the sensor area. So the lights, and some of these lights have sensors, and the lights did not indicate that there were people there, and there was a long line, and I'm in a hurry to get here. So I'm waving my arm at this guy, saying, move up.
Yeah.
And then apparently he thinks that the stoplight is broken in some way.
Oh, gosh.
So he turns right. Well, at least he got out of the way, because the next person up got into the sensor area. And then when the rotation went again, finally, green light occurred. So, folks, you get to a stoplight, don't be hanging back 15 feet. Some of these lights have sensors. Mm-hmm. And then it causes issues for the people behind you because the light's not changing. Ugh.
That's exactly. Annoying. Those traffic lights can be tricky sometimes.
Yes, annoying. So that was my start of the day this morning. It's a beautiful morning, actually. Partly cloudy skies here in downtown Wausau.
Temperature's pretty good, too.
Yeah, it's much warmer than it's been. It looks like as we continue into the rest of the week, we are going to have temperatures that continue to warm up. So,
oh, it's going to be very
time
nice.
Time to bring out the sunshine and stop complaining on my part. Have you heard yet whether or not you got a part in what was the play you were trying
out for? Sweeney Todd.
Yeah, Sweeney Todd. Did you find out yet? They announced the cast
list?
Yes,
the cast list was actually announced just as I went to bed last night.
And was Ian Welsh on that cast list?
Yes, I am. Yep.
When's the last time you didn't get a role that you wanted? Or were not put in a role in a in any of the plays? Because every time that you've tried out, at least since you've been working with me.
I've ever, turned down a part was, I think it was maybe 2013 or 14. That was for West Side Story with WCT. But that was the only time. I think every other show I've tried to be a part of. I haven't been a part of every show, but that was the only time I ever actually said no thank you.
So I've heard of Sweeney Todd. I've never seen Sweeney Todd. Is there truly blood involved in this?
Well, thankfully, because it's a stage version, you probably won't see as much as that as you would expect.
As much, but, just some.
Yeah, just something to keep in mind, though. This is probably not a show you want to take your kids to.
Oh, geez. Well, since I have no kids, I don't have to worry about that.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you very much. But the music in the show is absolutely phenomenal. It's one of a Stephen Sondheim's best musicals he's ever written.
Fantastic. When does the rehearsal start?
Well, the first rehearsal actually starts tomorrow.
Oh, so you're right at it.
Yep. The director, Andrew Spencer, whom I have worked with in the past, he's known for really getting into it and being...
But you can't be there tomorrow.
Exactly.
But you being a star, you can show up whenever you want.
That was not my conflicts anyway, that I couldn't do Wednesdays. I couldn't do this Wednesday because I'll be out of town.
Right.
But I can't do
other Wednesdays because you work for me.
Yep.
Like that attitude. That's what you need to do.
I made sure I put all my work or conflicts on there so there wouldn't be any, you know, confusion.
On our last two segments, we heard from our new news reporter, Isabella Nieto, yesterday. Isabella and myself went over to Wausau East High School because the governor of Wisconsin, Tony Evers, paid a visit. And coming up in our next segment of the WXCO Morning Report, I'll tell you about what we heard from the governor and what happened over at Wausau East yesterday as we, first of all, followed the governor as he visited a number of classrooms and then also took some questions and answers from the media, including myself. I asked the probing questions of the governor. So we'll talk about that visit to Wausau East from Governor Evers, and then we'll wrap things up with our number for the day quiz.
Yes.
And you're what, 0-1 this week?
Yeah, I got some work to do.
And the thing is, it's another short week because you are not going to be here Thursday. So
it's going to be another
You're going to have to pick it up here.
Week.
Exactly. So still plenty to come. That'll be our WXCO Morning Report coming up at 8:22. Coming up, it's a top of the hour news update and then more of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
And welcome back. It is the WXCO Morning Report here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. With Ian Welsh, I'm Chad Holmes. Temperature is 57 degrees under cloudy skies here in downtown Wausau. I mentioned earlier, yesterday, went over to Wausau East High School, was hanging out with the governor. Governor Tony Evers paid a visit to Wausau East yesterday afternoon for his back-to-school event. It's his back-to-school tour, and he visited with teachers and students and staff members as they begin the 2025-2026 school year. Obviously, Tony Evers is somebody that has been in education for a long time. He started as a science teacher in Baraboo and then went on to become a principal, superintendent, and state superintendent of public instruction before becoming the governor. And did anybody of that ilk ever come to your any of your schools when you were going to school? Any famous folks visit or... Because I don't recall it really anybody like that coming to my schools back in the day.
I can't say it for certain. Although we did have a lot to talk about when Scott Walker was cutting a little bit of funding for DCRF's school districts.
Yeah, and yesterday it was very interesting. It was not one of those cases where it was a hit and run, basically. He popped in and then popped right out. The governor came in. He started by meeting with a receptionist who has been at Wausau East for 49 years.
Wow.
He said that he has been involved in education for 49 years as well, so they're both will be celebrating 50 years next year.
Mm-hmm.
He then went to four different classrooms, different types of classes, sat down and listened to the students as they were working, and then also talked to them and asked them questions. It was very interesting. It was a case we could tell that he was actually engaged in these conversations. And there were different kinds of classes. It was literature. He pounded some clay in a ceramics class.
Nice.
There was one that was an animal science course. It started in the classroom. Ooh. Then we all went outside, and some of the students were taking information using stethoscopes, listen to goats' heartbeats and the like.
Cool.
But it was very interesting. It was very interesting seeing the kids in their environment, you know, in the classroom, and then how the governor really was just moving around and not making a big deal, but just sitting down, seeing what the kids were working on, and then talking to them, asking them questions, and listening, not just talking. He was actually listening quite a bit, and you could see that, I think, the teachers and the students and the staff members, K.L. Bushman, who is the superintendent at Wausau School District, was there, and others as well. It was very, I thought, enlightening and engaging, and I just like the way that the governor went about his business. And again, it was, I think, very cool. I put some pictures on my social media and on Instagram. A number of the kids were forwarding them when they were involved in the pictures, and they seemed excited about it. So again, I thought it was a really nice event at Wausau East, a good thing for the governor to go around the state of Wisconsin visiting different schools and celebrating the start of a new school year.
That's what we need to see more of, is government officials who are willing to listen and get involved with the people. Because that's what truly matters, is getting to know the people, you know, getting to interact with them and listen to what they have to say and what their problems are and what, you know, they can, what the officials can do for the students and in a bigger picture of like the community itself. It's just, it was very good to see a Governor Evers doing that and really showing that he cares.
And make sure to tune in during the day for our news updates. Myself and Isabella Nieto was at Wausau East and had a chance to ask him some questions, talking about he got questions about Braden's Law, of course, from Braden Bone, the young high school student who took his own life earlier this year, and that piece of legislation is moving through. Also was asked about the positives and the not so positives about the education budget in the last budget cycle. And also I asked him about his priorities when it came to the final year plus of his administration. So we will have information on the airwaves during the course of the day during our top and bottom of the hour news updates with Isabella. And also I'm sure there'll be a story on WXCO.FM as well. All right, time for our number for the day quiz to wrap things up. Mm-hmm. And it is involving the education budget here in the state of Wisconsin.
Okay.
In the 2025 to 2027 state budget, how much money did Governor Evers propose? This was his proposal. This is what the governor proposed to spend in K through 12 public schools and state general and categorical aides. So the amount of money that the governor proposed spending in his state budget for this cycle that was passed in the summer.
Okay.
Your choices are $2.1 billion, $3.1 billion, $4.1 billion.
You know what? I'm going to say a $3.1 billion. $3.1 billion for education is my final answer.
The governor's proposal include over $3.1 billion in state, general, and categorical aids.
One for one.
One for two.
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
One sorry, for two. So you're back to where you need to be, though. And we'll try again tomorrow morning.
Yes, absolutely.
We'll be back tomorrow morning at 6:52, 7:22, 7:52, and 8:22 for our WXCO Morning Report. And coming up next, more of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.